Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's have a conversation now with Katie Nolan, shall we?
Yes.
She is the host of Always Late on ESPN2. You can follow her on Twitter at Katie Nolan, and she joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Katie, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Our pleasure. So my favorite thing about the information we got about this this bit that you're doing about certifying someone as a college football expert to have a validated opinion, it's the group of names here, the fact that involved with this are two former Bears, and I helped working with Dos Equis here, in Jay Cutler and Martellus Bennett. And I'm just picturing all of you in a room together. I don't know if that's happened yet.
I mean, look, Jay Cutler, Martellus Bennett, and I have been having dinner together once a week for the last 15 years. And so it may seem like a strange pairing to you guys, but to me, it made perfect sense. No, I'm kidding. It makes absolutely no sense. That's why it's so incredible. They're two fantastic guys. You've had some personalities over there in Chicago through the years, huh?
But, yeah, Martellus was a part of our show. Martellus was a regular, yep, weekly guest on our show, and we ended up with a rule that don't talk football. That everything became instantly compelling the moment we got away. He never really wanted to talk about football, and everywhere we just sort of let it spiral out into the ether, everything got wacky and fun.
Yeah, his brain is just a place I would like to spend a bunch of time, because there's so much in there. He's so creative and he's so interesting. But I mean, as much as, you know, you say it's interesting when he talks about stuff that isn't football, he's also really smart at football. And especially, you know, college football, which is why it makes perfect sense that he's going to teach at Dos Equis College Football College.
I'm wondering, you know, as you learn how to best trash talk here, if there's some sort of, you know, don't punch down, and yet there will inevitably be some rivals where, you know, it's just this guy has never risen to the level of play that perhaps your team has. How do you measure the don't punch down while also still being brutal and eviscerating, as one should be?
It's such a good question, and it just shows you've really done your research. You know, it's my specialty for this Dos Equis College Football College is to help people with their trash talk, because, yeah, I'm a college football expert, and, yeah, I played the game. But I think my expertise is in the trash talk. And I will say, as a Patriots fan, I have learned that, you know, you can be a winner on the field. You don't have to punch down at your opponents, because they know that they're inferior to you already. All you have to do is sort of bring that to the forefront of their minds and highlight that. I mean, it's easy to punch down. Anyone can do that. It's much more impressive if you can find something that really is the heart of what bothers your opponent and just sort of harp on that, make them think about it with a smile on your face, and just leave them sort of stewing in the notion that they are not as good as you. That's kind of the goal, and that's what I try to teach in my course.
So the Dos Equis College Football College, I'm picturing a tree-lined campus, some beautiful place on a hill. But if people want to experience this and become certified as a college football argumenteer, what does one do?
Well, yes, I also picture that same campus. I'm not sure where it is. There's a lot of tweed walking around,
sure,
a lot of elbow patches. But if you go to dosequis.com/edu, that's where you'll find all of the courses that we offer, anything you could possibly need. And then that's also, most importantly, where you'll find the final exam. And if you take that final exam before December 20th, you can qualify for a trip to the college football playoff, the national championship, which, hello, that's incredible. But even if you don't get that, what you do walk away with is a certificate from a beer school, which I think we would all love to have. But it basically is something you can point to, so that when you're getting in an argument with someone and if you start to slip and it seems like maybe they might have the upper hand, you just go ahead and point to a printed out beer school certificate and say, yeah, no, clearly I win. I've been certified. Have you been certified? And then they're going to be like, no. And then boom, argument over. You win. Go about your day.
That certification would have been more useful for me than my college degree. I'm wondering, Katie, if you can put on a little display for us here. As it happens, today I have for months now said that I can eat 3 frozen pizzas as a meal, not as some sort of like heroic, oh, look at me, this is what I can do. I said I could do it, so money where your mouth is, I'm going to do it. I'll be the mark here, and you can trash talk. Clearly, I have some sort of, I don't know, less than 12 years Catholic school inferiority complex thing going on here in that I have to do this because I said I did. What would be, how would you go ahead and attack the mark knowing that I have as many deep-seated insecurities as I do?
See, it's tough because I'd be arguing on the side of pizza, and I love pizza, but pizza is an inanimate object. So in order to argue against you, I almost feel like all I'm going to have to do is just remind you, are these full-size pizzas?
They're Jack's Frozen Pizzas. Mm-hmm. Yes, supreme.
So that's like it's like a DiGiorno. Like I'm trying to picture it because I know they have those Celeste ones that are really small.
No,
you could easily eat 3 of those.
This is a full-size, you know, one could be a decent meal for a healthy person.
Each one weighs about a pound.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off book. I'm switching modes. I think you can do it. I think you should have some confidence in yourself.
Wow.
Because it's just 3 pizzas. You only have to do it once. And honestly, if you can't do it, that would be super embarrassing. So, like, why don't you just pull yourself together and eat 3 pizzas and stop acting like that's going to be a tough work day for you?
I like it.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned you're a Patriots fan. Do you have a go-to thin crust frozen pizza from like your childhood?
A regional?
If you picture, maybe it's a regional one, or maybe it's just what you grew up on. And also, what's your college team?
Okay, so to answer your first question, I'll either get like Celeste frozen pizza. I don't know why that's sticking out in my mind. My family always had it. Elio's is delicious. I feel like I'm dropping a bunch of brand names. This is probably against protocol.
It's all right.
And then those little French bread pizzas, those are also delicious.
Oh, Stouffer's,
yep. Yeah, those are really great. But what was the other question that you asked? Oh, my college.
Yeah, who's your college rooting interest?
It's a really funny question because I went to Hofstra and they went ahead and got rid of their college team my freshman year. So not like I was going to root for them anyway because they were Hofstra. But I've sort of been trying to find my in to college football because I was raised in the Northeast. I went to school, didn't have a college team. I don't really have one I'm fully loyal to yet, but this year I'm on that LSU bandwagon, and I'm kind of rooting for Minnesota too because they're making a push. I just root for the stories, and unfortunately, I know people aren't going to like this, but it's because I'm an anarchist from the outside. I root for Bama not to make it, and I feel like I may have been successful so far this season.
Yeah, they haven't played anybody.
Yeah.
You know,
at some point
you have to.
Yeah, the only impressive game they have left that they can really use to make their case for making it in is what, Auburn? And I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's going to be enough.
Still watch a healthy Tua try and take on that LSU team one more time. I think, Katie, really appreciate you hanging out with us. And I think we can all agree that regardless of the frozen pizza brand you select, you wash it down with a clean, crisp Dos Equis.
A bunch of them, but a healthy amount. Drink responsibly.
Amen.
But yeah, just remind your listeners, go to dosequis.com/edu. It's a fun thing. It's got a lot of fun people involved, and you might get a chance to go see the national championship. So I don't see why you wouldn't do it. Go do that today. Prove you know what you're talking about. It'll be great for everyone involved.
Very cool. Katie, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me. Good luck with the pizzas.
Thank you.
He's going to need it. That is Katie Nolan of ESPN2's Always Late joining us on Sports Radio 670.
Stop acting like there's a hard work day for you. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.